Henry Atwater Interrogation. Audio Transcription. Part 1. This is Sheriff Lucas Slater. The date is 21 November 2016. I'm joined by Henry Atwater. Mr. Atwater, let's start when you first reached out to Alex Penfield. You phoned him on the evening of 4 November, is that correct?
It probably is. I don't remember the exact date.
Why did you contact him?
To warn him.
About what?
You know what, Sheriff. Why are you even asking me these questions? We're wasting our time.
I need to get your statement down on record.
Why? What am I being charged with?
Are you going to accuse me of murder?
Why don't you just do it now and get it over with?
Please, Mr. Atwater, answer my question.
I saw Alex's death. That's why I called him.
And this was in a dream?
Yes, it was a dream.
You've had similar prophetic dreams about Mr. Penfield before. Is that correct?
Note: silence on audio recorder for approximately 10 seconds.
Mr. Atwater, was this the first time you've had similar disturbing dreams about Mr. Penfield?
He was just a boy then. But you already know that, at least I assume you do.
Describe this current dream to me.
How does this stop what's going on now?
It goes to motive.
Motive for what?
I haven't done anything wrong. Please, Mr. Atwater, tell me about the dream.
Note: silence for 5 seconds.
Mr. Atwater.
I know what you're doing. I've seen this before. You've already made up your mind. Nothing I say will change that.
I haven't made up my mind about anything.
Is it your profession? Is that what made you this way?
Made me what way?
You see things most people will never see. You see the evil that men do. It changes you. I know that. But it also blinds you. You no longer think anyone is capable of anything good. I can see how you're looking at me. Is it Detective Ross? Has she accused me of something?
Is that why I'm here?